Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 1-0 count. No shift to the infield with two outs. 1-0. Ground ball to the left side. The shortstop, Fernandez, has it. The throw to second is in time, and that will end the inning. A lot of base runners on for the Grizzlies, but they are unable to score. We're still scoreless going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
Stay safe out there in the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the second inning, scoreless at Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of the six-game series. Ronnie Polanco swings the first pitch. It's hit well towards left center. Center fielder Bugarin makes the catch in front of the warning track. One pitch, one out for Caleb Franz in the southpaw. Here comes Alvin Guzman. Due up after him is Brett Johnson, followed by the number nine batter, Juan Corniel. Catching today for Franzen is Cody Huff. The third baseman, Gene Perez. Shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Second baseman, Luis Mendez. And at first, it is Bryant Betancourt. First pitch to Guzman. Strike on the outside corner. In left, it's Jake Snyder. Center field, Jesus Bugarin. And in right field, Robbie Martin. The pitch popped up first base side. I think it'll reach the stands, and it will. Just one row behind the Fresno dugout on the first base side. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Pitch is in the dirt. Guzman batting 268 this year for the Rawhide. Franzen is 1-1 with a 386 ERA. Pitch is fouled off into the netting. Actually, it hit off the tip of the netting and then went into a grandstand area filled with some school kids. It's one of their education days here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Count is full. This is the third 11 a.m. game in 4 weeks for the Rawhide. And unfortunately, that means 3:11 a.m. starts for Jacob Steinmetz. The pitch misses outside. Ball four. Guzman draws a one-out walk. And Brett Johnson, the right fielder, will come to the plate now. Johnson is batting 188 on the year. Guzman, the runner on first, is a threat to steal. He has 9 stolen bases in 10 attempts, and Franzen knows it as he throws over to first base already. Coaching third base for the Rawhide today is D. Garner, and on first it is Rolando Arenado. Here's the first pitch to Johnson. It's fouled off behind the plate into the grandstands. This ballpark, as my window starts to close. 1 second. Need a wooden stick to hold it up. Okay, we're back. So this ballpark is dangerous in the press box. Apparently windows want to close on you, but also sometimes the ball can come straight here. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And I was having technical difficulties. A ball hit about a foot to my right, so need to make it a habit to not look down at my notes too often. No balls, 2 strikes to Johnson. Infield at double play, depth the pitch. Fouls it off again, just over the netting. They need to make this netting, I swear. Just, I don't know. Like 2 feet higher. If they did that, half the balls that went into the stands would not. Because it makes it less fun, less souvenirs. The pitch misses low and outside. Count is 1-2. Pickoff attempt at first. Guzman is back safely. That is the second disengagement from Franzen. So if he does it again, it will need to result in an out. Scoreless in the top of the, top of the second inning. Guzman takes off. The pitch is low. The throw to second is not in time. Guzman has stolen base number 10 of the year. Runner in scoring position for Johnson with the 2-2 count. Those 10 stolen bases are good enough to be tied for third in the Cal League for Guzman. Time is called. Infield shifting to the right. The left side of the infield playing a little bit shallow against Johnson. As is the left fielder, the pitch. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Johnson goes down looking for the second out of the inning. 2 away, runner in scoring position still for the number 9 batter, Juan Corniel. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Still scoreless. Big off attempt at second. It's close, and they're saying he's out. They said that Guzman was picked off at second base. I don't know, but that's going to end the inning. Juan Corniel will come up to the plate to start off the top of the third, but first, we're scoreless going into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
National pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Steinmetz is back on the mound for his second inning of work. Scoreless in the bottom of the second. Robbie Martin, the right fielder, leads it off, batting from the left side. The pitch to him is ripped foul into the netting down the first base side. Infield shifting to the right. It's one of those weird overcast days where it still feels really bright. Your eyes are still kind of squinting because of the sun, although there's no direct sunlight as the pitch misses outside. I don't know if you want to call it a haze, but you can't see the sun right now. At first pitch, it was 65 degrees. The pitch is swung on, line towards center field. Guzman takes a few steps back and makes the catch in front of the warning track. One away. There is a little bit of wind blowing out towards right field, just 6 miles an hour, though. One away, nobody on, and the first pitch to Huff. Misses. Just a little inside. Cody Huff batting from the right. He takes ball two, low and out. This is Steinmetz's fourth start of the season for the Rawhide. Again, three of them have been 11 a.m. games. That is not easy for a 19-year-old at all. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Steinmetz, 6'5", 220 pounds. He's originally from Woodmere, New York. He will turn 20 in July this year as the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Infield shading to the left. In his first three starts, Steinmetz has thrown 12 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 12 while walking 11. 2-2, low in the dirt, ball three. His last start was at Valley Strong Ballpark against the Inland Empire 66ers. He took the loss after giving up three runs in 4 2/3 innings. The pitch. Fly ball into center field. Guzman takes a few steps towards his left, waiting for it to come down. Two away. The designated hitter, Skylar Messinger, comes to the plate. Right-handed batter. Batting with two outs and nobody on in a scoreless second inning. Pitch is a strike. Steinmetz kicks. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, strike two. Steinmetz in his last start. He gave up those three runs off of five hits. He walked two while striking out four. He has struck out one batter today. The 0-2 popped up right side of the infield. Second baseman Corniel makes the catch. With 1 foot on the outfield grass, it was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Steinmetz. Going into the third, still scoreless. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Juan Cornell leads off the third inning. The pitch from Franzen is a strike. Cornell did come to the plate in the top of the second inning, but in his at-bat, Guzman was picked off at second to end the inning, so that's why Cornell's back as he takes a ball low. The pitch misses high and outside. 2-1 count. Cornell is batting 211 on the year. 2-1. Lined down the left field side. A fair ball. Goes all the way into the left field corner. Cornell cruises into second with just his second extra base hit of the season and is the first extra base hit of the day for the Rawhide. Leadoff man in scoring position for the top of the order, Jose Fernandez. Jose Fernandez batting from the right side. He singled into left in his first at-bat. That was the first hit of the day, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. The pitch to Fernandez, line down the right field side. Really more of a pop fly, but it is foul. You get used to being up higher. This is the press box is on the third story. In Valley Strong Ballpark, it's like a half a story up. Have to get used to the view, seeing the ball off the bat, because from how high up I am, that was a line drive at my angle, but not from down in the field. The pitch is fouled off towards the right side. Count is 0-2. Remember, Chuck Chancey Park was built as a AAA stadium. No balls, two strikes to Fernandez. The pitch is fouled into the netting. Runner in scoring position, still the 0-2. Pop fly towards left field. Snyder going back. He's in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Cornell's going to try to tag and go to third. He does so successfully. Heads up base running by Cornell, the left fielder, Snyder. Didn't really look like he was even thinking about throwing to third. One down. But the potential first run of the game just 90 feet away for Anderson Rojas. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Infield is in. The pitch is a strike. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Infield even with the base path. Outfield also playing shallow against Rojas. The 0-2 ground ball diving as the first baseman. It gets through into right field. Corniel will score. Rojas looking for second. Here's the throw. It's in time. He's out at second base. Rojas tries to leg it into a double. Instead, it's an RBI single, and he's out at second. But most importantly, the Rawhide lead, and they score first. 1-0 ball game in the third. Not a bad idea by Rojas trying to make it to second base. The throw from the right fielder Martin wasn't a strong throw. It hopped quite a few times, practically rolled to second base, but it was online and in time to get Rojas. First pitch to Christian Cerda, misses outside. He pops up the 1-0 into shallow center field. The second baseman is underneath it to make the catch and to end the inning. But the Rawhide score first. They lead 1-0. Going into the bottom of the third, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Gene Perez leads it off. The number 9 batter batting from the right side swings the first pitch. Bouncing ground ball up the middle. Fernandez has it. Spins throw to first in the dirt, but picked by Carrion. One out. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. One away. This window's not going to stay, man. First pitch misses into the top of the order, Jake Snyder. Infield shading to the right. Again, the Rawhide lead by one. The pitch is a strike. Ground ball through into left field. Two out base hit for Snyder. Not a hard hit ball at all. It placed perfectly between the third baseman and the shortstop. Runner on first. One out. As Luis Mendez will bat from the left side. He's singled into right field in his first at bat. Hard ground ball diving is Carrion. He can't get to it. It hits off of his glove. Snyder will head for third. They're now picking it up. He's going to be held. No, he runs through the stop sign. The throw is cut off by the shortstop, and it's a tied ball game. So Snyder ran through the stop sign. It was a late sign from the third base coach, manager Steve Solis, and ends up being an RBI double that ties up this ball game. We'll go through it again. Diving was the first baseman carry on. It hit off of his glove. Because of that, it stopped in shallow right field. I think it was Corniel who finally picked it up. And I don't know if no one was telling him where to go or what, but he started throwing towards third. And it's a tied ball game because of that. There won't be an error on the play. The pitch misses outside. Although you could argue a mental error or miscommunication error, which are frankly more difficult to deal with. Pitch misses outside. Just taking a second to look at the replay from the monitor that I have here. And you couldn't see who picked the ball up in right field, but whoever did should have just thrown home. But again, no one was communicating that. The 2-1 misses outside, gets by the catcher Cerda. Because of that, Mendez goes to third. Potential go-ahead run 90 feet away. One down, infield will come in. Three balls, no strikes. Infield in. The pitch. There's a strike. Ryan Ritter at the plate, batting from the right. He hit a ground ball to third in his first at-bat. Actually, in the same situation with one out and a runner on third as he fouls the ball back. Count is 0-2. Pitch is popped up into shallow left field. Rojas will make the catch. Tagging is Mendez. The throw is offline and not in time. A nice effort by Cerda to try and get him. Did they just call him out? That ended the inning. We're going to stay right here. So Cerda came offline, foul territory, third base way to catch the ball. The runner, Mendez, maybe never touched home plate. And that's why Jeter Abdullah never showed a safe sign. And Cerda started arguing with the umpire. And that's when Steinmetz said, hey, man, go tag him. If you don't think he scored, go tag him. So Cerda ran down and went and tagged him. And it's a double play to end the inning. We are still tied up at one. I think my favorite part about that was that Cerda, instead of just going and tagging him, started arguing with the home plate umpire. Good job by Steinmetz to say, hey, dude, go tag him. Well, we are tied up at one going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight, but you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Julio Carrion swings the first pitch. It's a deep fly ball to left field. Has plenty of distance, and it's a fair ball. Julio Carrion hits a home run in the top of the fourth inning for the Rawhide to retake the one-run lead. Carrion with his first home run as a member of the Rawhide makes it a 2-1 ball game. The manager, Solis, having a conversation with the home plate umpire. He thought it was a foul ball. There's no way I could see that from my angle. I knew I had plenty of distance, and the two umpires are getting together to discuss it. And again, Solis is convinced it was foul. But the call will uphold a 2-1 ball game now. Carrion hits his first home run as a member of the Rawhide and his first home run as a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch to David Martin is a strike on the outside corner. Martin popped out to shorten his first at bat. 2-1 ball game. Slow ground ball, third base side, it stays fair. Third baseman picks it up. The throw to first is in the dirt and gets by the first baseman. Martin is going to head for second, and he'll get there easily. The designated hitter standing on second with nobody out. David Martin, naturally a catcher. He does not run very quickly, but beats it out. It should be a hit and an error, I would assume. We'll wait for the official score to send us that text. Runner in scoring position for Ronnie Polanco. He flied out to center in his first at bat. The pitch is popped up to our right. Pitch misses outside. Count is 1-1. So officially, Martin does have a single and reaches second on the error. I would assume a throwing error. The pitch is a hard one-hopper to the third baseman. Checks back. Martin throws to first. One away. Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. Runner on second is David Martin. Infield shading to the left, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Guzman in his first at-bat walked. Infield shading to the left against him. The pitch fouled off to the right again. One, two, fouled off in the netting again. Franzen is in his fourth inning of work. He's over 50 pitches thrown so far. I feel like this game's been moving so fast, I haven't been able to give you a lot of information on Franzen. The southpaw sets, glove at the ear. He kicks, pitches low. So I mentioned that Steinmetz, the Rawhide starter, has thrown 3 11 a.m. games in the last 4 weeks. Well, the pitcher Franzen for the Grizzlies, this is his fourth in 5 weeks. The pitch, cold, strike three on the inside corner. Guzman strikes out looking for the second out Two away, runner in scoring position for Brett Johnson as the Rawhide lead 2-1. This is Franzen's fifth start of the year. 21 years old, 12th round pick by the Colorado Rockies as the pitch is a strike to Johnson. Drafted out of the University of Portland, just the second player from that program to be drafted by a major league team. The pitch misses low and out. Infield shading to the right against Johnson, who struck out looking in his first at bat. He's originally from Phoenix, Arizona, but went to school in Oregon, West Lynn High School. 6'3", 200 pounds. Southpaw checks Martin on second, now delivers a ball low and out. This is just his second professional season. Again, he was drafted last year. After being drafted, he played in the Arizona Complex League. The pitch is a strike. Two balls, two strikes. He kicks. Pitch misses high. Count is full now with two outs. The runner on second, Martin. Rawhide lead 2-1 in the fourth. Both teams have an error today. The Rawhide have one more hit than the Grizzlies so far. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. The last start for Franzen was in Stockton. That's where the Grizzlies were last week. He threw five innings, giving up four runs. He was not a part of the decision. Struck out six in five innings while walking two. Grizzlies ended up losing 9-5. The pitch. Line down the right field side will land for a base hit. Martin will score easily as the right fielder picks it up. The throw to second is not in time. Brett Johnson is safe at second with an RBI double. Rawhide now lead 3-1, eighth RBI of the year for Johnson, and the fifth double of the year. Martin scores the third run of the game, 3-1 Rawhide lead as Juan Corniel will step to the plate. He doubled down the left field line in his first at bat. Swings the first pitch, fly ball to center field. Bouguereen still going back, makes the catch on the warning track to end the inning, but the Rawhide score two runs off of three hits, and they lead 3-1 heading into the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Stein. Mets back on the mound for the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 3-1. First pitch to Brighton Betancourt is a strike on the outside corner. Rawhide scored two in the last half inning off a home run by Julio Carrion and an RBI double by Brett Johnson. Time is called, and I think it is a pitch clock violation on Steinmetz, so it's now a 2-0 count. I think Steinmetz was trying to call time, but all right, just one pitch. That's okay. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. And I'm sorry, it's a 2-1 count. The home plate umpire, Jeter Abdullah, said it was 2-0, but it was actually a 1-1 count. And now that one comes in and hits Betancourt on, I think, his knee, his front knee. So the leadoff man is on for Fresno. Jesus Bouguereau will bat from the right side, but first the athletic trainer for the Grizzlies will come and check on him. Athletic trainer is Justin Wilson. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottles milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. So he's fine. He'll stay in the game. Probably just be nasty, swollen knee. I think it was his right knee that got hit. Okay, runner on first. Nobody out. And now we are ready for Bouguereau. Steinmetz glove at the belt. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely diving. Betancourt is not a threat to steal. He has not even attempted one this season. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Fernandez is there. Flips to second. On to first. 6-4-3 double play to clear the bases for the Rawhide. Two away, nobody on now for the right fielder, Robbie Martin. He lined out to center field in his first at-bat. Steinmetz at 45 pitches today. First pitch swinging is Martin. It's a fly ball into shallow left. Rojas makes the play. 1-2-3 inning of work despite the leadoff hit by pitch. Going into the fifth, Rawhide still lead 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine.
Top of the order, Jose Fernandez leads off the fifth inning. Franzen is back on the mound. Fernandez fouls off the first pitch to our right. Fernandez today has singled to left field, and he's also flied out to left. The pitch comes inside. Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Ritter, he fields it at the chest level, makes the play to first, one away. Anderson Rojas will bat from the left side. One away, nobody on. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's also singled into right field to drive in the first run of the game for the Rawhide. He squares to bunt. It's popped up. The catcher able to make the play on his feet. It's a running play by Cody Huff. Two down. Christian Cerda batting from the right. He's popped out twice. He swings at the first pitch. Pitch is fouled off. O-2, swung on and missed strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Franzen. We're halfway through this game, right at the one-hour mark, going into the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine,
life. Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable.
Back, camps out. And it's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Steinmetz. That is now the longest he has gone in his pitching career, and he's eligible for the win if the Rawhide can hold on. 3-1 ball game going into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit
The pitch. Swung on and missed.
Next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Jacob Steinmetz back on the mound. This is his sixth inning of work. He's completed five innings for the Rawhide, giving up one run off of four hits. Rawhide lead 3-1. First pitch to the top of the order, Jake Snyder, is a strike. Oh, 1. Ground ball, second baseman Corniel picks it, makes a sliding play, throw to first. One away. Took two steps to his glove side. Instead of making a real diving play, it was more like a sliding spin-around play. 1 down, nobody on for Luis Mendez. The pitch is a strike. Count is 0-1. Mendez today has singled and doubled. Pitch misses low. Steinmetz kicks. The pitch is popped up out of play, third base side. There's a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. Two balls, two strikes, and there's called strike 3 on the outside corner. Mendez strikes out looking for the second out of the inning. That is only the second strikeout of the day for Steinmetz. It's brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. The pitch coming inside. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. He picks it up, sets his feet. The throw to first gets Rojas by half a step. The pitch is fouled off to the right. At the plate is Christian Cerda. Pitch is fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Pitch just misses outside. Hill, in his eight innings, has walked two while striking out four this season. The pitch misses outside. Sarah to try to check his swing and the first base. Runner takes off. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop, and Ritter bobbles it. Carrion will be safe. Runners on first and second. That is the second error of the day for the Grizzlies. And it extends this inning as David Martin, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. The Rawhide lead 3-1 in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch misses low, ball one. Pitch misses inside. Pitch to Martin, misses low. Count should be 2-2. And there is a lefty just starting to throw in the pen for the Grizzlies. Looks like a sidearm pitcher, or maybe even a submarine pitcher. The pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. Now the count is showing 3-1 on the board. I've yet to see an indication from the home plate umpire what the count is. So we're going to go with 3-1. Why not? We can correct ourselves if needed. The pitch popped up into center field. Bouguereen underneath it makes the catch, and that will end the inning. Rawhide strand two runners. They still lead by two going into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both the Home Run Derby and a...
Yeifer Perdomo is back on the mound. The pitch misses high. Ball one. Bottom of the eighth inning at the plate is Skylar Messinger. Again, there is still a lefty warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. No one warming in the Rawhide pen. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. So if you remember, I said that in the last half inning, Perdomo went back out onto the bullpen to start throwing. That usually you don't see that unless it's a starting pitcher who gets pulled early and they need to hit a certain pitch count. Not the case here with Perdomo, as he's a true reliever. The pitch is swung on line towards left field. Rojas goes back. It's off the wall, and it rolls all the way back into shallow left field. Guzman is there to pick it up to hold Messinger to a wall ball double. So to finish off what was going on with Perdomo, I see him go back into the bullpen. I don't see him throw a fastball. And because of that, that makes me think that he didn't have enough time to warm up all of his pitches. And the... half innings have been going very quickly, so I don't think he had a lot of time to actually warm up. Now, the issue with that is I saw him and Tyler Mark, the pitching coach of the Rawhide, have a little bit of an intense conversation. So I don't think Perdomo is particularly happy. And again, this is his third year at the Rawhide. I've known this guy for a long time. He's pitching fairly intensely right now. Wouldn't say he's great at controlling his emotions. And not in a negative way, just a blanket statement. When he's happy, he's really happy. When he's mad, he's really mad. 1-0 is swung on and missed, and there is a pinch hitter. It's Parker Kelly batting from the right side. He's pinch hitting for Gene Perez. Runner in scoring position is Messinger, and someone is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Now it is a right-handed pitcher. Looks like maybe Alfred Murillo is warming. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Parker Kelly is batting 302 this season in 23 games. He has 5 RBI. The pitch just misses outside. Cerda held it there for an extra beat, but unable to get the call. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out with a runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies. The pitch popped up out of play. First base side into the upper deck. Southpaw delivers, and it's a pitch outside, ball 4. So Parker Kelly draws a walk and is pinch hit at bat as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, is going to come have a conversation with Perdomo and the entire infield right now. This is the first mound visit of the day for either team. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They are a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. I just realized, looking on the infield, every single person that's in that mound visit speaks Spanish. Blanco from the Dominican Republic, Fernandez, the Dominican Republic, Perdomo, Venezuela. Cerda is born in New York, but his family's from the Dominican, and he moved there in 14. Corniel is from the Dominican Republic, and Carrion is from Puerto Rico. And actually, the only player on the field right now who does not speak Spanish is Brett Johnson. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Top of the order, Jake Snyder at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off into the netting. Pitch misses in. The pitch is swung on and lined into left field, a base hit. They're going to send Messinger. The throw goes to second to hold Snyder at first base. Good decision by Rojas, but runners are on the corners and nobody out. Messenger scores, Kelly goes to third, and Snyder is standing on first with an RBI single. And here comes D. Gardner. That will be the day for Perdomo. The new pitcher will inherit runners on the corners and nobody out. In a 3-1 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. We come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Sign.
Alfred Murillo on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers ball one outside. He's in relief for Yeifer Perdomo. He's facing Luis Mendez. It's a 3-2 ball game and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. The runner on third is Parker Kelly as the pitch misses outside, and the runner on first is Snyder. Pitch is fouled off, 2-1 count. The pitch is fouled off again. That left-handed pitcher has since sat down. He's no longer warming in the pen. It's the right-handed pitcher warming now. The pitch misses low. The runner did take off for second. No throw to second. It might be a catcher's indifference. We'll see. Zach Agnos is warming in the pen. For the Grizzlies, the pitch is swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. One run is going to score. They're going to send Snyder, and it's bobbled in left field by Rojas, but the throw to second is in time for the first out of the inning. But the Grizzlies take the one-run lead. When Mendez saw Rojas bobble it in left field, he tried to take second base, was unable to do so. The throw to second was in time, and the athletic trainer for the Rawhides, going to come check on Corniel's hand. Looked like it might have been spiked for a second. Again, it is Connor Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, checking in on him. They are not going to give Rojas an error on that. Snyder was more than likely going to score on the play anyway, or at least he was going to attempt to. So it is a two RBI single, and he's out at second base. The pitch is swung on and missed by Ritter. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide now trailed by one. Alfred Murillo pitches the ball low. The three runs that scored in this inning will be credited to Perdomo's ERA. The pitch misses outside. We can close the book on Perdomo now. Pitch is fouled off. Three balls, one strike. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson makes the play towards the foul line. Two down. And Bryant Betancourt comes to the plate now. So Perdomo threw an inning plus for the Rawhide. Three runs off of three hits. He walked a batter and struck out two. And his ERA climbs to 7.80. The pitch is popped up. Left fielder Rojas giving chase in foul territory, and it lands in the bullpen, unable to get there in time. Oh, one count, two down. Pitch misses low. Hard ground ball back up the middle, hits off the mound and goes into center field. Betancourt has a two-out base hit to keep it going for the Grizzlies in the bottom of the eighth. Jesus Bouguerin bats from the right side. Still two down, runner on first. Grizzlies lead by one. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Four hits in this inning. Murillo, glove at the ear. The 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. The pitch just misses outside.
one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Zach Agnos, new pitcher in for the Grizzlies. He'll try to go for the save here as the Rawhide trail by one. Ronnie Polanco at the plate. He takes ball one a little high. A three-run eighth inning. Made it a 4-3 ball game, and the Grizzlies now lead, and they are three outs away from the first win of the series. The pitch misses outside. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Agnos in relief for Brady Hill, who threw two scoreless innings for the Grizzlies. He did give up one hit, didn't walk anyone. He also did not have any strikeouts. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Slow ground bounce to the shortstop. Ritter throws to first base, one away. And by the way, the new third baseman is Andy Perez. It originally was Gene Perez for the Grizzlies. He was then pinch hit for by Parker Kelly. And in defensively is number 23, Andy Perez. Alvin Guzman now bats on the right side. One away, nobody on. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The pitch is a flare into shallow left field, but the shortstop Ritter backpedals and makes the play. Two away now. Brett Johnson batting from the left side. Two away, nobody on. He needs to reach for the Rawhide to extend this game. We are only 2 hours and 2 minutes into this ball game. The pitch misses outside ball one. So unless the Rawhide can score a run here, Yeifer Perdomo will be given the loss. 1-0 misses high and outside. What's really unfortunate is that Jacob Steinmetz threw a spectacular six innings for the Rawhide, giving up four hits, one run, and he was in line for the win up until that three-run rally in the eighth. 2-0, misses high and in ball three. is a strike on the outside corner. On deck is Juan Corniel. Three, one to Johnson, swung on, foul. Pitch to Corniel is foul, tipped into the glove. Two balls, two strikes. The Rawhide are down to their final strike again. They trail by one in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball three. Runner Johnson will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch, runners off. Corniel fouls it off down the left field side. Brett Johnson will go back to first base. The pitch comes inside, ball four, back-to-back two-out walks given up by Agnoz. Makes it runners on first and second. Two down, and Jose Fernandez will come to the plate batting from the right side. Brett Johnson, the runner on second, needs to score in order for this game to be extended. Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide trail by one, two outs. Johnson has a lot of speed at second. So does Corniel on first. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left center field. Center fielder going back, looking up. It's a home run for Jose Fernandez. Jose Fernandez, a three-run blast, extends this game and gives the Rawhide a two-run lead, and Yeifer Perdomo needs to go hug that man because he just made sure that he did not take that loss. And who's the first person there to greet him? Yeifer Perdomo. Rawhide now leads 6-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Two outs, nobody on for Rojas. What a time for Fernandez to have his first home run of the year. First pitch is swung on, foul tipped by Rojas. Oh, 1 count, 2 down. Rojas today has singled. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Misses low in the dirt, ball 1. So Agnoz will be given the blown save. 1-2. Ground ball to the first baseman. Betancourt picks it up, touches first base, but the Rawhide lead 6-4 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. They need three outs to win this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there.
First pitch is swung on and missed by Robbie Martin. Alfred Murillo on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll try to go for the win as the Rawhide lead by two. The pitch is swung on, popped up into left field. It'll stay in the yard. Rojas makes the play, one away. Cody Huff bats from the right side, one down. He's 0 for 3 today. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Murillo delivers. The pitch is fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout down the first base side. Oh, 2. Misses low and out. Ball one. Murillo delivers. The pitch is swung on. It is lined into right center field. A one-out base hit. Kyler Messinger comes to the plate. He's the designated hitter today. One away, runner on first. Rawhide lead by two. He represents the tying run. Infield at double play depth. Slight shift to the left side. Outfield is playing very deep. First pitch is swung on and fouled off behind the plate. Oh, 1 count. Popped up out of play to our right, right near the press box.